Past nine. good morning.
Morning, Chair.
The Honorable Hadel with an H. All right. Colleagues, I hope you are all well and taking care of yourselves. I would like to, on behalf of the committee, at the outset convey condolences to the Zulu Royal House on the passing of His Majesty. And hope that things will go as planned. Colleagues, this morning we are meeting with the SAA. Am I still audible, colleagues? Not sure about my network here.
Loud and clear so
yes,
far. You
are. Yes.
Okay. We are meeting this morning with SAA, the Business Rescue Practitioners, on SAA-related matters. However, I am in receipt of a letter from the Business Rescue Practitioners, which I received yesterday, which a response was sent yesterday to the letter. members are in receipt of that letter and my response. On the 1st of March, 10th of March, rather, the letter was sent to SAA consistent with our program. In wherein they say they received the correspondence on the 10th of March from DPA. Having said that, the Business Rescue Practitioners do bring to my attention that there has been a bereavement which has affected them. And so that is why colleagues would not have received a report or a presentation from SAA yesterday. They indicate that they have been unable to finalize that work, which was due to us. And so there is an element of sensitivity that must be applied in dealing with this matter, given the bereavement. But advise the business risk group practitioners that notwithstanding that, we would continue today so that we can take a decision. Generally, colleagues, I don't like postponing meetings, and I will not postpone meetings on the side. I will bring every correspondence and every request to the committee.
We lost you, Chair.
Hello, Chair. Hello, Chair. Wait, 1 second.
I think let's give him a chance to reconnect. I'm sure he lost connection.
going to keep my camera off. I've logged in with another device. And hopefully we will not have problems. So, sorry about that. Right, so colleagues, as I was indicating, that we've received correspondence from SAA Business Rescue Practitioners, amongst others citing that the presentation and report back, which is due to us today, will not be ready, owing to, amongst others, a bereavement which has beset, I would imagine, one of the business rescue practitioners. And so that work is not complete. And so, colleagues, the question will become, why didn't I take a decision yesterday? As I said, I don't like these side postponements. This has to be a committed decision, particularly on these big entities. So request us to engage with that work, with this discussion, with the sensitivity that it deserves. And I've also conveyed the condolences of the committee to the affected parties, the bereaved, on this matter, and indicated to them that notwithstanding, we would proceed today with the meeting and the discussion around these matters. Parliament is going into recess on Friday, and therefore those are all the factors we need to consider when dealing with these issues. So colleagues, as you have seen the correspondence that is before us, do that introduction against the background of the correspondence that I've received, and I've noted the issues that members have raised in the committee communication chat that we have. So I would like on that note to welcome then SAA, those who are present, the minister, advised as present, and the team from DPE and SAA, and all the stakeholders in our work. So, colleagues, may I hand over to you against that background, so that we can make a determination on how we proceed. I do this on the principle of the committee's commitment to transparency on decisions and process. Colleagues, over to you. So please indicate in the group, because I'm now using a smaller device, and which makes my navigating of the hands on the screen difficult. So if we can use the chat, and if there's any other comment from the persons on the committee, please just indicate to me. Right, Honorable Liz, I see your hand.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good morning to everyone. I think, Mr. Chairman, it's apposite or important that that we know exactly who is on the call, particularly from SAA. Are neither BRP on the call? Are they both affected by this bereavement? And then we need an explanation as to why there was such an inordinate delay in the SCOPA request for the meeting and input from the BRPs, and we need to hold someone accountable for that, if there was malfeasance or incompetence involved. Mr. Chairman, it's just, I mean, there's a massive crisis here with SAA. It's been going on for 18 months since the business rescue started. Parliament has paid out, budgeted for, and monies have been paid out that are desperately needed for other purposes. And yet we have no real comfort about the future of SAA. We repeatedly hear about a potential private equity partner, but this just goes on month after month. We don't hear of any final agreements, what the agreements may contain or not contain. There's no ways that this matter can be put off until the next term of Parliament. So, Mr. Chairman, I really do think we need to interrogate a little bit who is on the call? Why is at least one BRP not here, if the other is affected by by the bereavement. And exactly why have we not received the report that is required? This matter is not your petty cash matter. This is major monies of the state being spent on an entity that many of us believe it should not be spent on, and yet we're not getting the accountability, neither from DPE, nor from SAA, nor from the business rescue practitioners themselves, who have taken, I'm not sure what the figure is now, but in excess of 100 million rand in the process of trying to rescue SAA, which doesn't appear to be happening. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, can we get the next colleague, and then colleague, let's rather take all the issues, or maybe let's just determine first who from SAA is here, and then we'll proceed. Honorable Van Meenen, be on standby. So SAA, if you can just indicate to us who is present, thanks.
Does that indicate no one from SAA is present?
SAA? SAA? You see, this is precisely why I'm just honestly, I'm just fed up. Honorable Van Meenen.
Thank you, Chair. Certainly would wish to send my condolences to the business practitioner who seems to have suffered the bereavement. I really want to express my extreme displeasure with the behaviour of SAA with this. I think they are now completely flouting any and all attempts to hold them to account. The fact that they're all, despite your letter, now taking the opportunity to essentially be AWOL from this committee of parliament, which is here to hold them to account, is completely disgraceful. I want to agree with everything that my colleague, the Honourable Lise, had to say. And I really want to emphasise that I think SCOPA now needs to really take a much stricter line with them. And we need to start looking at other options, including subpoenaing them, because this is not acceptable. It's not acceptable to parliament. It's not acceptable to SCOPA. It's not acceptable to the oversight mechanism of parliament, which represents the interests of South Africans and how their money is spent. And when we consider the vast amounts of money that have been channeled to SAA, the fact that they clearly have no desire to be held accountable or to actually report to anybody as to what is happening, is, I'm afraid, now making me deeply dubious about what is very rapidly beginning to look like an attempt to essentially just loot the coffers of the state. And I think it's totally unacceptable.
Right, Honourable Somyo,
well,
and then Honourable, and then Honourable Zibula, in that order, please.
Well, thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members. In the first instance, let us appreciate the way you have handled the correspondence in terms of offering the condolences on our behalf, something which is really we must appreciate as African, and we somewhat have expressed our a bit way of being sensitive to these matters. Bereavements come, and unfortunately, this is the period where we have seen a number of people that have to suffer through such a heavy-heartedness and being bereaved. Our meeting has been arranged for some time. Members are justifiable to cry foul with the fact that there is no report or no anyone from SAA. But though I would want to plead that when I read the letter, there's a paragraph there which is indicative of the fact that they are not necessarily running away from the committee or parliament. They are proposing that we give them time next week when at least that period of grief would have somewhat subsided a bit. Just not blow our anger at this stage. I would want to propose for the meeting to allow that period. I'm talking from my experience, knowing very well that this is maybe using critical to those who are affected. I really plead with members to take that into their hearts and carry it through and reserve whatever issues that we have. We're still going to have this kind of a meeting so that the chair could, following their plea, approach the chair of chairs for the meeting next week where we would meet everybody from SAA. And unfortunately, SAA is under rescue with rescue practitioners, and the sitting today would be somewhat of a fruitless nature if we would insist that we must have that kind of a sitting. So I want to plead with the meeting that at least on a proposition for subpoena, let's hold on it and rather give them the time as they pleaded with the committee and see whether we can't make time for next week. I would really propose that. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Hadebe.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and welcome to the Minister and the team, and welcome to the colleagues. Indeed, Chair, we thank you as a Standing Committee on Public Accounts for conveying our condolences on behalf of the committee to the business rescue practitioner. I think, Chair, it goes without saying, all of us, we are concerned about SAA's affairs. We are all interested in getting an update and progress as it relates to the business rescue process, given the fact that the business plan has been adopted a long time ago. We all want to exercise our oversight, effective oversight for that matter. We all want to hold organ of state accountable, especially when it comes to public pairs. Having said that, Chair, and having read the letter that we have forwarded to us correctly, so, and I thank you for circulating the letter to us before the meeting so that we can interact with it and its content. And I think the spirit of the letter, Chair, it's that which indicates willingness to appear before us, given the circumstances in which the apology is forwarded, Chair. And I think it would be insensitive if we won't be in a position to allow the business rescue practitioner time to grieve, time to mourn. I'm speaking as an African child who understand some of these processes and how they affect an individual. We want a chair to do our work, but that shouldn't be at the expense of circumstances that are beyond our control. And I'd like to plead with colleagues to accept the apology and to allow time and space. And we don't even want to get into details of the bereaved family. Let us treat this matter with the sensitivity it deserves. Yes, we want to do our work. Yes, we want to hold those who are in position of authority, be it executive authority, accounting authority, and accounting officers, accountable for public purpose. But I think the circumstances, Chair, dictates and demand of us to be understandable of the circumstances, especially if circumstances beyond our control. So I'm supporting the notion of accepting the apology. And as indicated on the letter, next week they'll be here. Unfortunately, we are on recess, so we'll have to see how we move around that factor, Chair. Thank you so much.
Mam Zibula. Mam Zibula.
Chairperson, good morning. Members of SCOPA and the team, Minister and the team. Chairperson, I'm not going to repeat what the members have said. I think that it's very important. The issue of SAA, it's very important. It is in our hearts. But at this point in time, we have to be sensitive with the whole issue, made them not to be present. What I would say, Chairperson, as it is, we heard that we are going to the recess. I think we need to make time that when are we going to meet? Because it's important that they come to us and they respond to us. We cannot proceed without them. We cannot do that. So on that, I want to endorse the apology of the practitioner. I thank you.
All right, thank you very much. That was the last hand. Obviously, the proposal seems to carry. I do want to make the following clear for the announcement. Hello? Yes.
Can I propose as the way forward that we seek wisdom from the chair of chair if they will be able to allow us to meet next week? Not taking.
I'm coming to that. Yes. Because I do want to make the following for the purposes of the record, and as I said, that this matter must be dealt with the due sensitivity which it deserves. I want to state I did point out to the business rescue practitioners yesterday that there's not one business rescue practitioner, and that there's two. And that it's not without precedent that we have met with one business practitioner before. Thirdly, for the record, our correspondence to SAA was sent on the 3rd of March. So that I say that on the basis that on the part of the committee, we had covered all our bases as we should and given ample time. So the committee work in that regard is up to date for the benefit of members. So that I know that the letter they said reads the 10th of March, but I want to show colleagues that our correspondence was sent on the 3rd of March. I do want to say, colleagues, that our job is not easy as this committee. And I know that at times we come under a lot of flak in terms of how we proceed and how we do things generally. And so I hope that we are understood in that context. We are just trying to do our jobs. And so these late requests for postponement, when correspondence has been sent timelessly, are beginning to become a norm, which is certainly not going to be acceptable moving forward. We had an ESCOM issue some 2-3 weeks ago, and now this one. It sets into motion a precedent which is going to make it untenable for the committee to assert Parliament's authority on government departments and entities. And so I'm saying this within the full context of the sensitivity which we have applied. But at the same time, I do want that we leave here for everybody to understand that generally and specifically, I'm just going to throw a hard line on behalf of the committee unless circumstances are excruciatingly compelling for us to postpone. Because it throws a spanner in the works and upsets our program as a committee. As this committee, we're meeting 3 times a week. And even then, we are far from meeting all the obligations that we have and responsibilities that we have. We are working overtime within Parliament's already packed program. So every day counts. And so I think if we are corresponding with departments and entities timelessly, it's only correct that they do so the same with us as well. Because we are then in a position to substitute that day for something else. Now, to receive correspondence almost at the close of business or at the close of business or in the evening, in my view, it does not speak to a healthy working relationship. And so that's why earlier on I was just indicating my sense of fed upness. Because I would at the very least have expected SAA to have sent a representative here after having indicated to them that we would proceed so that they could hear what the committee's determination would be on the matters that they had raised. And so their absence, or the absence of a representative, the circumstances notwithstanding, is totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. So, colleagues, I would like to propose that or inform the committee. I have been in discussion with the House Chair responsible for committees because Parliament has got a 6-week recess, which, of course, for us is a lifetime as this committee. And we requested permission that should the need arise, that we be allowed to meet during this recess. And he has agreed to that, and we will be consulting the chief groups as well. So I do not see a problem, colleagues, to us meeting during the recess. So this matter will not stay in abeyance until May. We will find a date by the end of today and communicate it. But I'm leaning towards colleagues proposing that we meet next week, Tuesday. I know it's a long weekend. But the long weekend ends on Monday because Wednesday is Cabinet Day. And I think that the importance of SAA may require us to also have the minister here. So I would propose that colleagues, provisionally or tentatively, we will suspend the meeting for next week, Tuesday. If there is a change, we will communicate it so that we can dispense with all these matters. The other issues that I want to raise with the business rescue practitioners, I will raise them when they are here. And colleagues will raise their issues with the business rescue practitioners when they are here. It is no use us raising issues in the absence of the people that matter. Safe to say that the cooperation of the business rescue practitioners with us generally has not been on a level which is satisfactory. And so they have to really change their attitude towards how they interact and treat Parliament. It has to change. It's going to make our working relationship very difficult. These are business rescue practitioners. They've been there since December 2019. It's now March 2021. And so the collective anxiety of the committee on the substantive matters must be understood in that context, that headway has to be made on these issues. This is not a matter of where you stand about what should happen to SAA. There's many views out there. The substantive principal issue for this committee is that for so long as you are the business rescue practitioners there, you have to account, regardless of whatever view may be held by whoever about what should happen to SAA. Because this is public funds. And so that's the discussion we want to have on the rens and sense and on process. It's not an ideological engagement. It's about the public purse. So colleagues, I would request that we leave the matters there at this point so that we then proceed. I will engage with the House Chairperson, Bob Frolic, during the course of the day today, and the Chief Whips, and hope that they will give the green light for us to meet during the recess period. And then we'll take it from there. Precisely because, really, there's no presentation today. There's nothing. So I know members were prepped on other issues, but then, of course, you'll be fielding questions in a vacuum. So, colleagues, on that, I will be sending correspondence to the business rescue practitioners insofar as the outcomes of today is concerned. And whilst we are sensitive to the bereavement, colleagues, the authority of the committee must be asserted. So I think that will be communicated to them as well, notwithstanding the circumstances. All right, colleagues, can we leave it at that? I'm seeing no hands in the group. Chair. Going once. Chair. The Honorable Minister Gudan.
If you are referring to Tuesday the 23rd, I regret I won't be available. I've got to appear before the Zondo Commission to complete the process that I had commenced some time ago there. So please take note of that.
All right, let's do this, Minister. The committee secretariat will communicate with your office and we will find an amicable date for that. The work of the commission is important as well. And colleagues, as I was saying, I think the minister will have to be present in the engagement we'll have. And I think that let us, right? Once they will play, yeah, let's do this. We will communicate between the two offices and we'll find a date because, you know, we've got time, but we'll see. We'll see for that. Right, colleagues, I think that is fine. The minister must complete his testimony and work at the commission. And then we will find a date, but I don't think too far out. Otherwise, we'll proceed with the business rescue practitioners if things become a bit complicated or complex. And
then thank you, Chair.
Colleagues, is that fine? Thank you, Minister. Is that fine, colleagues?
Fine, Chair.
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair.
The meeting on that note. All right, colleagues, thank you very much. The meeting on that note. Colleagues, I will request that we have a a committee meeting, we will a family meeting on matters, but we will communicate at an applicable date. Mm. All right, colleagues, the meeting stands adjourned, and have a blessed Tuesday ahead.
Mm.
Long live the chair, long live.